Expect the unexpected. And you know, you've built that discipline of sitting down and not being distracted. So I will ask right now, open your heart, open your notebooks, get ready to write, get ready to receive, get ready to believe, get ready to act on the things that you will be ministered to you right now in the name of Jesus. Expect the unexpected. But today, what we will be talking about, something we will title, Expect the Unexpected and Prepare for the Unexpected. Again, I repeat, expect the unexpected and prepare for the unexpected. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now upon my heart, which, Lord, is your altar where, Lord, you minister, you commune. I receive from you that which is your heart. I do not want to say anything from my own heart, but Lord, that which is from your heart, which is now a heart I've received from you, speak your heart and mind to everyone. And I pray upon every heart that will receive this word, even if they have never understood, if they have never experienced or encountered you before. In your own way, you know the best way to reach out to every soul, including the youngest soul. So Lord, I pray, let the simplicity of your word, let your word in its simplicity be understood upon every heart. Let that heart become a good ground, prepared to receive your word that will save their souls, that will bring healing and deliverance, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, everything we hear today, we will not just hear. We'll remember, we will do, and you will confirm and glorify your name, because the blessings come when we do what we hear. And thank you, Lord, for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Expect the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. You know, I wish I was there in your living room physically, but let me tell you something. If there's anyone right there beside you in your living room, if there's anyone right there in your house, maybe you're even in a car and you're listening to this live broadcast, or even playing it back, please tell that person next to you, expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected.
And prepare for the unexpected.
And prepare for the unexpected.
Do you want to say it one more time? Expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected.
And prepare.
And prepare.
For the unexpected.
For the unexpected.
Glory be to God. Yeah, you've done very well there. Expect the unexpected and prepare for the unexpected. Listen, everybody. When you are expecting something, like this morning, my wife was expecting a package to be delivered. So she came down at a certain time that, yeah, they said they would deliver around this time, 10 a.m. The package she's expecting. So she was expecting, so she came down prepared to receive it. And lo and behold, truly, the matter of minutes after she came down, we had a knock on our door, and here comes the package. So she received the package because she expected the expected package. But now we're talking about, what if she wasn't expecting anything and no one in the house was expecting anything? We will not be prepared. We will not come down. Nobody will be on the lookout, because my wife actually literally opened the door when she first came down to see if the delivery van or anyone will be, you know, around. Now, that was a preparation. But what if we were not expecting anything? No one's going to go to the door. No one's going to open the door. We're just going to continue with life as usual, because we are not expecting anything. So we don't have an expectation, but an unexpectation. So life continues. But this message is very strong. Because when you are not expecting anything, and then you hear a knock at your door, and then you are given a lovely package, you know the surprise, and you know the excitement, and you know the curiosity, oh, what's inside here, and you find out it's even something that, wow, really blesses you, blesses your whole household, you know, you'll be so happy. The surprise element, and then the package itself. That is the picture I'm painting to you and the words you're hearing now to stir up your heart, to expect the unexpected, but prepare. Now, how do you prepare for something you're not expecting? Let's start by looking at the scriptures, Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. Write it down. These are the scriptures we'll be looking at today. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 1. And then we're going to look at Luke chapter 1. Just note Luke chapter 1 from verse 7 down to around verse 34. Luke and chapter 1, verse 7 to verse 34. And then we're going to look at Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 3. Expect the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. So now, what are the unexpected things that you should start preparing for? Because expect the unexpected, but prepare for it. Now, what are these things one after the other? Now, I will take you through the slide, and the slide will help me to stay on track, but I expect the unexpected as I'm listening and ministering right now to hear a word that you actually don't expect, but God will confirm to your heart. So the first thing that unexpected, to expect the unexpected, is let us look at a scripture in that Isaiah. So we start from the back and we go upwards. In Isaiah chapter 60, it says, arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Shine, be radiant with glory and brilliance of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory and brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. For in fact, darkness will cover the earth, deep darkness will cover the people, but the Lord will rise upon you. You see where you see Jerusalem there? Just put your name there. Just put your name. But the Lord will rise upon you, Fola, and his glory and brilliance will be seen on you. That is a word that describes what this year will look like. It's a picture of this year ahead of time, which I believe God is speaking to everybody. You see, it might get darker over this earth over the next couple of months. It might get worse. You know, it goes from darkness to deep darkness, covering the people. You might hear of more cases of this virus that respects nobody, absolutely no regard for nobody. Kings, priests, presidents, servants, slaves, masters, this virus does not respect nobody. So the expectation at this time really will be that there will be more terrible things that will be happening. More terrible things will be happening. So you want to do all the things, you know, cover your noses, face mask, social distancing. You know, if you live in the United Kingdom has been split across tiers, T-I-E-R, tiers. And people are in tiers, I tell you, because depending on what tier you are at, a restriction is placed on you. So there's an expectation of the government on you, on different households, depending upon which tier your metropolitan area, borough, or you know, council is, or the city where you live. We're broadcasting live, for example, from Merseyside, Liverpool, from the northwest of England, and we are currently on tier 3. Before the announcement last week, we were on tier 2. So we were promoted from tier 2 to tier 3, which makes more restrictions. So there's an expectation that is expected upon every citizen that dwells in Liverpool, for example. But in that Isaiah chapter 60, it says that things are getting worse. But you know what? Don't follow that expectation. You expect that contrary to things going worse, the glory of God will rise upon you. Your light will come. That light will come from God. He says, look, even though there's darkness everywhere, you should arise from spiritual depression. Come to a new life. This is the word for you for a new year. Get out of that spiritual depression. And I bring you the word that will make you shine and be radiant. The word that will make you see the glory and brilliance of the Lord that has come upon your life, that will give you the light, that will give you the strength, that will give you everything you need to shine at this time. Expect the unexpected, and this word is to prepare you for that unexpected. So what is the first thing we should expect? Number one, I'm going to share four things with us today. I hope time will permit. The first thing is expect God to remember you. Expect God to remember you. Look, this is a very personal message now, and it's personalized to you. Expect God to remember you. In Genesis chapter 8 and verse 1, the Bible says, then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. Expect God to remember you. That's the first unexpected thing you should expect. In the midst of this chaos, in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of the gross darkness and the sadness and the gloom and everything, expect God to remember you. Expect God to remember you. That is the first unexpected thing you should expect. Now let's go to number two. What is the second thing that you should remember? I mean, that you should expect, the unexpected thing you should remember to expect. Number two is expect God to give you what you have forgotten and even stopped praying for. Something you have even given up on that you're not praying for anymore, that you have forgotten, that as far as you're concerned, you can't be bothered anymore. You've waited, you've wept, you've done everything you need to do, but it did not happen. Expect God to give you what you have forgotten and even stopped praying for. If you look at the scripture in Luke chapter 1, verse 7, and then we go down to verse 18 to prove to you that what happened here was something that wasn't expected. It's the story of a woman called Elizabeth and her husband called Zechariah. Zechariah was even someone who did everything and never stopped serving, worshiping God. You know, the kind of embarrassment that at times people experience, they have done, you see them going to church, you see them doing everything that even people don't do. They go beyond serving, the ordinary serving of God. They serve God, they do everything, but then you see clearly that there's an unanswered prayer in their lives. You see something that can be like a reproach, you know, very embarrassing, where even people are not saying it directly to their faces, but they are saying it behind their back or even in their hearts, that look at that one. He leads prayer, look at that one. She's always singing in the choir, look at that one. They're always here. They're always there. They want to do this. They are there. Anything that's got to do with church, they are there. But look at them. This and this and this has not happened to them. Maybe that's your story. Listen, Expect God to give you what you've forgotten. Expect God to give you even what you have stopped praying for. This is a prophetic word, a word that God will confirm to you. Signs will follow in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, the Bible describes Elizabeth and her husband. It says they were childless because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both far advanced in years. Do you know what that means? They were past the age that they would even ever think of having children anymore. They are past the age that, medically speaking, logically speaking, the womb that was barren for years, there's no way, was now dead. You know, when doctors give a report and say that, sorry, but your ovaries are dead, or we've even removed all your fallopian tubes, there is no hope for you to have a baby anymore. So you stop praying. You've prayed and prayed. You've wept and wept. You know what? I give up. That's the unexpected that is coming to you this season. The Bible says that Zacharias, even after God sent an angel, he was still doubting. And he even said, how will I be certain of this? I'm an old man. My wife is advanced in age. We are not even expecting our prayers to be answered anymore. We've stopped praying about children. You know, and your story might not be like their story, but your story is that you've been told that this has been terminated. There is no hope as far as this area is concerned. You've actually forgotten it. You're not praying about it anymore. That is the second thing. Expect the unexpected. What you have stopped praying for, what you have even given up on, that is the context. That is the idea. That is what we're talking about. Expect God to give you what you have even forgotten. You stop praying about it. So that is number two. Number three, expect the unexpected, is expect God to give you what you did not even pray for. Why will God give you what you did not even pray for? Because of his own higher purpose for you and others on the earth. So this is beyond you. What you are not even praying for, what you didn't even ask for, God uses his prerogative to give to you what you did not even pray for, because he has a higher purpose for you and others. You know, when you look at a story in the Bible of a man called Abraham, God told him to do something, to leave his father's house, leave his country, leave his family. And God told him why. I want to bless you, but not for you. I want to bless you so that through you, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Abraham was not expecting that. If there was anything Abraham was expecting, he was a child, because at this time he was about 75 years old and his wife was still barren. They had no children. But God came to him because God had a higher purpose. But in this context, in this story, we see a woman called Mary. Christmas has just gone by and everybody forgets about Mary, but everybody thinks about Jesus. But do you know the truth, really? Nobody even remembers Jesus anymore. Christmas is a time people remember one another, remember families, remember auntie, remember Mary, Miriam, remember everybody else except the one that was born into the world that the world actually should be celebrating. And they forget even that it took a courageous girl who wasn't expecting to be pregnant, not outside marriage, who wasn't expecting that anything of that group, that magnitude will come to her. An angel came to her and said to her to marry a virgin, a girl. She never prayed for a child, at least not now. He says, listen carefully, you will conceive in your womb. Luke chapter 1, verse 31 to 34. You will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and eminent, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob, Israel forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Mary said to the angel, how will this be? I am a virgin, and I have no intimacy with any man. Expect God to give you what you did not even pray for because of his own higher purpose for you and others on earth. Listen, we have seen three things there. Now I'm going to bring you the fourth thing. Expect the unexpected. And then we start talking about how to prepare for the unexpected. You know, for example, this morning, I just remembered now, as I was going to come live on this broadcast, an unexpected phone call came in. And I was looking at this call. Usually, I'm not expecting anyone to call me at this time. I'm about to go on a live broadcast. Unexpected phone call. And I was saying to myself, what if? I don't know who this is. I don't know. The service had already started. I was just waiting for, Sarah to bring me up. The phone rang. Okay. I don't know what this is. I'm talking about expect the unexpected. What if somebody's trying to give me money? Or what if some, thoughts were running in my mind? Okay. Somebody probably want to come to the service and trying to get direction to where the church is or whatever. Guess what? I picked the call. And I heard a voice, and guess what the voice was saying? Oh, am I speaking to someone in Love Assembly? I said, yes, you are speaking to someone in Love. Okay, can you tell me your name? The person started querying me. I was wondering, I'm not expecting your call. And then you, on top of that, you're asking me for my name. I said, excuse me. So I caught in. I said, please, I just came to pick this call. I'm on a live broadcast. And the person, wanted to sell me utilities on a Sunday morning. That's what I call expect the unexpected. But not that kind of unexpected call. I don't want that kind of unexpected call. So that's not what we're talking about. You, number four, expect the unexpected. And what is the fourth unexpected thing you should expect? Listen, expect the glory of God upon you. And the light of God to shine through you in the midst of all the darkness on the earth. Expect the unexpected, number four. Expect the glory of God upon you and his light to shine through you in the midst of all the darkness on the earth. Listen. Let me say number four again. Expect the glory of God upon you and his light to shine through you in the midst of all the darkness on the earth. Listen, when you look at the earth we are in today, and that's the scripture we started with, it's enough to cause people to have depression. I mean, statistically, the rate of depression right now is rising. People are suffering mental health as a result of the pandemic. The pandemic has not just brought a virus, it's brought together with it a lot of wasting diseases accompanying a catastrophe with it. But in the midst of this, you don't expect that people will shine around this time. But this is what God is telling you to expect, you listening to this live broadcast, that you should arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory and brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. Yes, in fact, darkness will cover the earth. Deep darkness will cover the people. But the Lord will rise upon you. See where you see Jerusalem, put your name. The Lord will rise upon you, Fola. Please tell yourself, but the Lord will rise upon me.
The Lord will rise upon
in the midst of this pandemic.
In the midst of this pandemic,
the Lord will rise upon me.
The Lord will rise upon me.
And His glory and brilliance.
And His glory and His brilliance
will be seen on me.
Will be seen on me.
Nations will come to my light.
Nations will come to my light.
And kings to the brightness of my rising.
And kings to the brightness of my rising.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Expect the unexpected. So those are the four things. Unexpected things to begin to expect. Now let's round up as we begin to. So how do we prepare for what we're not expecting? How do we prepare? So let's go over the four things, unexpected things that we should expect. Number one, expect God to remember you. In the book of Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, the Bible says, and God remembered Noah. Remember, during the time of Noah, it's the parallel to what we're experiencing today because there was a global catastrophe, a pandemic. The whole world was wiped off with a flood. Everybody except those in the ark were safe. And the Bible says, after almost a year, and I'm telling you, this happened around this time, when you look at chronologically, the calendar of that time, when God will remember Noah in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 1, was actually around this time, according to the Hebrew calendar of that time. God remembered Noah. Everywhere at that time had been destroyed. Every single place destroyed. You know, God began to remember Noah and every living thing in the ark. So why did God remember Noah? Listen, in the midst of the trouble, the chaos, God, who kept you till now, who preserved your life and did not allow this virus to kill you, remembers you. He has a set time to remember you according to His plan and purpose for your life. That is why God will remember you. God has not forgotten you. It's not like God abandoned you. This is a message of hope to you. Listen, even though Noah did not know how to come out or when to come out, he just stayed where God told him to be. You've come to a place of rest. Listen, even in the midst of this chaos that you're seeing right now, you only need to wait, be expectant of when God will speak to you and tell you to come out. So, but while you are waiting, what are you going to do? Please prepare your heart. You see, when you're going through a time of darkness, a time that, you know, if you're very, you want to use Bible language and, you know, theologians, they say you're going through brokenness or you're going through a desert kind of situation. You're going through some dryness. You're going through a time that nothing is happening. It's called the wilderness moment, where nothing is happening anymore. Listen, it's not about the wilderness. It's not about the pandemic. It's not about the chaos happening around you. It's actually about your heart. God is actually preparing your heart. So prepare your heart for this new earth, just like the times of Noah, that God is about to bring you out into. So stop focusing on what's happening, on the destruction. Start looking inwards and say, Lord, whatever you're doing in me, through whatever is going outside me, Lord, I release myself to you. Do as you please. Create in me a clean heart. Prepare me. Let me be a sanctuary ready for your use. Don't make this mistake of Noah, because Noah spent 1 year and a couple of days under that lockdown in the ark. He came out quite all right, but he blew it after, you know, things started shaping up again. when you read Genesis chapter 9, but we'll spare that. We'll go deeper in our Bible study. He came out into a new earth, but his heart was still the old one. So in the midst of this, prepare. God is preparing your heart. So you let God give you that new heart and be ready. Because when God has your heart, when you get to that new earth, the new beginning, the new year, just like we are in now, you will find out that when God has your heart, God will give you the earth to dominate, to be fruitful, to prosper in. So prepare your heart. Remember the message today is expect the unexpected, but prepare for the unexpected. So that is that about Noah. The first thing, expect God to remember you. God remembers you. He's dealing with your heart. Number two, how do I prepare for the unexpected? We said the second thing to expect, the unexpected thing is expect God to give you what you have forgotten and stop praying for. We saw that story of Elizabeth and her husband, Zechariah. Of course, the baby was unexpected. And of course, when you're not expecting and you hear a word like this, somebody's hearing this, that, oh boy, I've stopped praying about this. I don't even expect it anymore. And you do not believe. Zechariah, according to verse 18, said, how will I be certain of this? I'm an old man. My wife is advanced in age. And he actually, you know, the angel now said, look, your wife in advanced age is going to have a baby, even if you don't, I can see you don't believe, but you know what? You are going to remain dumb until it is accomplished. Let me tell you how to prepare for what God is going to give you that you've stopped even praying for. Listen, keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. Don't short circuit what God is rekindling in you right now. Don't short circuit it with your mouth. How to prepare for it? Keep your mouth shut. Do you know what this man did? What Zechariah did after that encounter? And how to prepare for what you have forgotten and even stopped praying for? I tell you something. When you read that story and you look at verse 23, the Bible said that Zechariah, after the angel made sure his mouth was shut, you know, stop saying things, negative things. You've heard the word, something is rekindled. I tell you by the Spirit of God, that which you've stopped praying for, that which you've even forgotten, there's an activation in your heart and you say, no. I'm hearing that by the Spirit of God, and I'm telling you, keep your mouth shut. You don't need to talk about it. But there's one thing Zechariah did, which I will advise you to do. You go do what is possible and leave the impossible to God. So what was possible that Zechariah did after he was told, an old man, that Mama Lizzie, his wife, Grandma Lizzie, she's not even a grandma because she didn't have a child that would give her grandchildren. So let's call her Mama Lizzie, Elizabeth, Mama Betty. Do you know what he did? The Bible said in verse 23 of Luke chapter 23. Let me read from here. And if you write it down, Luke chapter 1, verse 23, you check what I'm saying. The Bible says when his priestly service was finished, he returned to his home. He went home. Guess who was at home? Mama Lizzie, Mama Betty was at home. He just had the word about something he stopped praying about, he's forgotten that Mama Lizzie is going to have a baby. The Bible said he went home. Do you know what happened after he went home? Verse 24. After this, Elizabeth became pregnant. Excuse me. If it was an immaculate conception, the Bible would say so, that an angel now appeared to Mama Betty and said, Mama Betty, baby, look at your womb, dead womb. In the name that is above all the name, I say that womb of Mama Betty womb, come on, come alive. No. Papa, Zaki went home and did what he should do with Mama Betty. And Mama Betty conceived and became pregnant. Pazaki, he did what was possible, and God did the impossible. Keep your mouth shut. Do what is possible. You've forgotten about it. You do what is possible. If it's send that application, bring out that file again, pray about it. Because God is about to do what you have stopped praying about that you're no longer expecting. You do the possible, and what God do the impossible. That is about the second one. And what's the third one? Expect the unexpected and how to prepare. How do you prepare for this? Expect God to give you what you did not even pray for because of his own higher purpose for you and others on the earth. Listen, start recognizing that your life is not your own. You are not on this earth for yourself. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, and then you go to Genesis chapter 8 and Genesis chapter 9, Genesis chapter 1 and 2 was when the first earth was created. By Genesis chapter 6, 7, that earth was wiped off. God left a man called Noah, his wife, his three sons and their children, 8 people. He left them on earth, but gave them an instruction. The instruction was be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Listen, you are on this earth not for yourself. You are on this earth to be fruitful on the earth. Make the earth fruitful. You are on this earth to multiply on this earth. Add value to the earth. You're on this earth to replenish the earth. Subdue the earth, not subdue one another. You're not here to be fruitful for yourself. Your life has a higher purpose. So listen, as you're preparing for the unexpected, what God is about to give you that you did not even pray for, listen, surrender your heart. Remember, the first thing is your heart. We looked at it. Let God work on your heart in the midst of this pandemic. And what God owns your heart, he will use your heart to do his purpose on this earth. So your preparation to receive what you didn't pray for because of God's purpose, recognize you're on this earth not for yourself. Not for yourself. And what did Mary do? Mary said, after asking, how will this be? How on earth will I ever have get pregnant without a man? Do you know what Mary said? The answer of her preparation is that when you look at the next verse, Luke chapter 1 and verse 38, Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word, not according to mine. So what's the preparation to receive what you didn't even pray for? Is to say, Lord, let it be to me according to your word. To simply say, Lord, yes. Yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Not my will, but yours be done. That's what Mary did. Just said yes, surrendered everything. But listen, she said, be it unto me what? According to your word, which means that Mary should be in the place where she heard and is hearing the word. Because it can be unto you what word you never heard. Very important. So while you are preparing for the unexpected, for what God will give you that you didn't pray for, always be in a place where you can hear the word of God. Be in a place of prayer. Be in a place of fellowship. Be in a constant place where you're communing with God. So that it can really be unto you according to the word you heard, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and faith without action, corresponding action, is dead. So, but if you don't hear something, how will you do it? If Mary did not hear that angel, how will she know the word that God wanted to speak to her? So this year, you stay prepared by surrendering your heart and being a place where you can actually hear God and simply say, be it unto me according to your word. The final point is expect the glory of God in the midst of this darkness. and the light of God to shine through you. I need to explain to us what that glory of God is. But let me bring the slide and let's read the scripture again. That's number four. And I'll round up now. It says number four is to prepare for the unexpected. Expect the glory of God upon you and his light to shine through you in the midst of all the darkness on the earth. Yes, there's going to be darkness on the earth. Listen, you can hear every prophecy, but I know one thing, the word of God is sure. Jesus said the last days that we're in, a lot of persecutions, earthquakes, a lot of things will go wrong. Pestilences. He said it. You know, I was discussing with someone, there are some things we pray about at times. Look, when we're praying, let's pray with understanding. Let's pray based on the word of God we heard. Jesus said these things will happen. Why are you praying against what Jesus said? What you should pray is, Lord, in the midst of all this, may I be in the center of your will. May I be in the ark, you know, figuratively now, where you have put me in the, you know, under the shadow of your of the Almighty. There's going to be plague all over the place, but it won't come near your dwelling because your dwelling is now the secret place of the Most High. You know, understand this. So that Isaiah chapter 60 says, yeah, there's going to be darkness. It's going to get worse. But in the midst of it, the glory of God will rise upon you. Do you know what the glory of God is? Let me just quickly read to us what the glory, what is about to come upon you, what you should expect, what the Bible calls glory. The glory of God, it is awesome when you know what the glory of God is. The glory of God is God's honor, God's dignity, God's reputation, God's majesty, God's splendor. I repeat, glory of God that's going to come upon you. God is going to, his honor is going to come upon you. His dignity is going to come upon you. God's reputation, come on. God has integrity. His reputation is at stake if his word does not come to pass. Everything will fail, the Bible says, but not his word. So God's reputation is coming upon you. God's majesty, God's splendor, God's heaviness, the weight of God is coming upon you. And he says, the light, you shine, right? Because the light has come. The glory and brilliance of God is upon you. So what do you do to prepare for this? You see that? First word there is to arise. Arise from your spiritual depression. You've heard this word today. I say to you, arise. What does it mean to arise? Raise yourself up. What does it mean to arise? Come on, establish yourself based on the word you've heard today. This is a word of hope to lift you out of that depression. Stand. That's what he's saying. Stop. You know, you've given up. Stand up. What does it mean to arise? Perform. Continue. Abide in God. Come on. It's time to start accomplishing those dreams. Everything you've said you've done. Start it now. Pick it up again. Pick up that file. Dust that book. You said you're going to do this. Do it now. Because the glory of God has risen upon you. Start accomplishing. Become powerful. Become fulfilled. Do you know what? You prepare, acquire knowledge, acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Pick it up. Go and find out more. Go and read. Arise. That's how to prepare. You arise and it says you shine. When you arise, when you get knowledge, understanding, wisdom, this will begin to shine. You will become light. What it literally means is that when his light comes upon you, and shines through you, you become the light of God. You're a conduit. The light that people will begin to see now is not yours anymore. It's the light of God. You become illuminated. You have knowledge, understanding, wisdom. The Bible says wisdom makes the face of a man to shine. The wisdom of above, it says refresh. You become fresh all over again. Listen, expect the unexpected. Prepare for the unexpected. Number one, expect God to remember you. Number two, expect God to give you what you have forgotten and even stopped praying about. Number three, expect the unexpected and prepare for the unexpected. Expect God to give you what you did not even pray for because of his own higher purpose for you and others on the earth. Number four, expect the glory of God upon your life and his light to shine through you in the midst of all the darkness on the earth. Can you bow your head and begin to pray these things and say, Lord, thank you for remembering me. Thank you, you have not forgotten me, even though I have forgotten. I've stopped praying. Thank you. Go into a time of thanksgiving because you've received the word of the Lord today. Father, I thank you. What I'm not even praying for your higher purpose be it unto me, according to your word. May I always be in a place where we hear what you say. Pray, pray, everyone pray. Pray over your household. But this is very personal because the glory of God rises upon individuals, not upon a group. Even when the Holy Ghost came, he arose tongues of fire upon each person. So this is personal. Thank God and expect his glory upon you. 2021. Father, I thank you. Your light will shine through me. I will be light around the darkness that surrounds me. I will be a light to people who don't know you. I will be a solution to the darkness around me. Whatever your profession is, thank God right now. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Oh, pray, people. Pray, pray, pray. This is your life. Pray on those four things. God, thank you for remembering me. Thank you for giving me what I've forgotten, what I'm no longer praying for. Thank you that, Lord, your higher purpose, for your purpose, you will give me what I'm not even praying for. I say yes to you. Yes to your will. Thank you for your glory upon me. Thank you, even though darkness surrounds me. Your light will shine into me and through me. I will be a solution to the darkness. I will reign. I will become powerful. I will be fulfilled. I thank you. I raise myself up right now. I begin to perform. I begin to accomplish. I am light and my light shines. I am illuminated right now. I am refreshed by the knowledge, by the understanding and wisdom that you give me. Yes, no longer excuses. No more excuses. You've heard the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I want to thank you and I want to rejoice with you because God's word does not return to him void. God's word accomplishes what God pleases. God's word prospers where unto he sends it. The word has been sent to you today. It will prosper in your life.
Amen.
You just say yes.
Yes,
yes to these four things. Mm. Expect the unexpected and prepare for the unexpected. We'd love to hear your testimony. We'd love to hear the things God begins to do, even from this moment. And I pray right now for someone who's not feeling well. From this moment, even as Jesus told the centurion, even the centurion was the one who came to Jesus and said, don't come to my house. My servant is at home, just speak the word and he will be healed. In the same manner, through this virtual means, I'm not where you are, but I send the word of the Lord to you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Whatever has gone wrong, whatever symptoms is showing, whatever is the root of the symptoms, whatever is the root of that infirmity, I say in the name of Jesus, be uprooted.
Amen.
Leave that body. You are loosed from that infirmity.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
Right now from the crown of your head. Let your body restore. Let the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead right now give life to every organ, tissue, every water in your body, blood, your arteries, your bones, yes, your ligaments, yes, in the name of Jesus, every tendon receive life now. Because God said so, you are healed. in Jesus' name. Amen. Finally, before I hand over to the media team, let me remind those who are the what night service, prepare to offer these three things to God. And constantly surrender your heart, exchange it for a new heart. And if you're on this live broadcast, you've given your heart, just say, Lord, take out my heart and give me your heart. I surrender my life to you. And one thing you want to do with God, for God this year, you're in partnership with God, you're doing it for his glory. Get ready right now. Offer in cash, in kind, or your time, your skills, your knowledge, and ability. You're just giving everything unto the Lord. The media team will tell us how to offer these things in the announcements. God bless you. It's been another wonderful, and I say, I'm in time. It's your new earth. Welcome. Happy New Year 2021. Over to the media team. Thank you.